This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing here with baseball? It would be fake to say I'm beside myself, but I'm disappointed. Take a deep breath and relax before this gets out of hand. So I was reading a story yesterday, and then I was reminded I had read it. Like, you ever read those stories and you're like, I think I've seen this before, but I had put it out of my mind because I had thought, there's no way this is actually going to happen. No way in the world this is actually going to happen. And I jogged my memory and was like, I remember seeing that before, but it seemed so far-fetched, it was like kind of like clickbaity. That, like, there's no way it can happen. Well, it is. Fast forward to yesterday morning, that apparently it's going to happen. At least one minor league has designs on seeing to it that the mound is going to send up a trial balloon here. The Atlantic League, it's an eight-team independent league that's now a partner of Major League Baseball. The mound is going to be pushed back to 61 feet, 6 inches. So they're going to push it back a foot. It seems, oh, it's just a foot. Okay, who cares? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They say it's to give the hitter more time to recognize the pitch, thus a chance to put the contact on it, to hit the ball, and put it in play. And we all know what's going on in baseball, right? If that increased contact comes, the thought, too, is that so will increased action. Increased contact, increased action. I get it. You know how it is in baseball right now, right? Far too many strikeouts, walks, and home runs. Three true outcomes that apparently bore the paying customer and send games into this kind of monotonous drone. And they don't provide enough action. But here's a thought, right? Well, my first thought is this. I think we've arrived at a very firm place in baseball. You either like it or you don't. 4 hours and 7 minutes too long. But we've arrived at a place where you either like baseball or you don't. They can serve to kind of make the game, the pace of the game a little bit faster, but you either like it or you don't. Baseball isn't new. You know, it's not slam ball or something. Like, it's been around for a long time. You either like it or you don't. But more thoughts. Won't moving the mound back have a potential to elevate the walk rate even more? You have guys that are going to go back a foot from where they've been pitching since they were, quite honestly, 14 or 15 years old. And now it's going to be thrown back in that league. So whatever you draw from it, in terms of a case study, is going to be skewed. It's not going to be a natural case study at all. Because you're going from somewhere that is a non-traditional place. Thus, you could have the exact opposite impact you want to have. You might have more walks. I seem to think so, as pitchers will now have to adjust to throwing the baseball, albeit just a foot, but from a different place, from a new distance. Their sliders are going to be wipeout sliders and stuff. But there also could be more wild pitches. There could be more swings and misses, which we're kind of not looking for here, right? Breaking balls are going to break. If you think they break now, if you think a curveball falls off the table, if you think a slider wipes out at the end, it's going to do that even more. And look, if the Atlantic League is the only league instituting these changes, follow me here. Wouldn't it serve as a disservice to the pitchers who could potentially get contracts, because it's not affiliated league, and have their contracts purchased by a higher league, right, an affiliated league team, but once they get to pitching to those leagues, be pitching in different dimensions? Like, if you see a guy pitching from a foot further, is there an accurate way to really scout this guy? How does it make sense to have the rest of the baseball playing world, DH, American League and National League, right? How does it make sense for the rest of the baseball playing world to use one distance, but a lone, solitary league subscribe to a different set of rules?
Ban the DH.
How in the world does that make sense? It just doesn't. Now I've got my thought that encompasses all of this. Why do we, when we push all these rules into baseball, and we're trying to escape the three true outcomes, and we're trying to do this all the time, how about we put the onus on having the hitters become, I don't know, better hitters? Like, why is that never one of the options here? Or somebody doesn't come out and just say it. Like, I'd love for them to have a press conference. And like, here's the truth. Okay, we're going to try to do this. And someone be like, make it Jim Leland. Hell, let him smoke while he's there. Indoors, who cares? Give him a pass for the day. And let Leland stand up there and go, oh, you know what I mean? Okay, Cookie, here's the thing. How about hitters learn how to hit? Like, where is the truth in all this? You know, not guys trying to hit a baseball and club it 700 feet all the time, but have them be hitters. Hitters. How about the men with the bats, instead of having rules changed and cater to them, right? And making pitchers throw from a foot back, even though every pitcher in the world's getting surgery and Tommy John, so let's make them throw a foot further so they can get more surgeries. How about having the guys with the bats learn how to, this is crazy. I know this is nuts. What I'm going to say is going to blow your mind, and it's probably real Leland-esque, and you're going to say, get off my lawn. But how about have the men with the bats learn how to handle the bat a little bit more? Old school curmudgeon, I know, right, sure. But everything is an all or nothing proposition because, here we go again, hitters don't know how to hit. They just know how to swing hard. There's a real big difference between knowing how to hit and knowing how to swing hard. There's your problem. Like, I wake up a lot of days, right? And I think, well, the job I have is pretty inconsequential in the course of life. And it is. You got people lining up to shoot other people in the arm with these needles that are saving all humanity, right? You've got other people trying to find a cure for COVID. You've got oncologists. So I am inconsequential. Really. I talk about sports. Come on. If I dropped over dead walking to the parking lot today, they'd have somebody else come in and talk about sports tomorrow. If somebody was going and trying to find a cure for COVID, they might have a little bit of problem filling those shoes. There's not a lot of people in that. But I will say something about my job. I'm right about this. I am absolutely, positively right about this. We are making these pitchers, trying to find it all the time with the pitchers. Hey, pitcher, you do this. Hey, pitcher, you do that. Hey, pitcher. How about the guy who looks like an Olympic weightlifter now, and they're all over baseball, a Judgian blast. You know, how about that guy, instead of telling him, well, we're going to make all these different rules. You don't change, though. Nothing you do has to change. We're going to make the pitcher pitch from back there. We're going to speed up the game. We're going to do this. Instead of that, how about telling the guy, listen, this might sound crazy. There was this guy like Ted Williams, right? He was really good. Really, really good. His head's in a freezer still. But this guy, Ted Williams, he hit like four something. Yes, not two something, four something. He was that good. Guess what he did when there were two strikes? You're never going to believe it. Well, how big's your bat? My bat? 35 inches. 35 inches. Guess what Ted Williams did? Instead of holding the bat at the very bottom on the knob, this thing called choking up. He actually, it was just like a half inch, maybe even almost a full inch. He shortened it up a little bit, and guess what else he did? What? Oh my God. You mean he moved his hands up a little bit? Yeah, he moved his hands up a little bit. And guess what else he did? What? Oh my gosh, what? I'm intrigued here. He actually didn't swing as hard as he could every single time. What he did was he shortened it up, and you're never even going to believe this. He was left-handed. And he hit at the left field sometimes, like on the other side of the shortstop, between the shortstop and the third baseman, especially when there were two strikes. Seriously. Yeah, how about doing that every once in a while? And I'm not some old baseball traditionalist. I am all for the DH. I love the celebrations. I like all of that kind of stuff. But my gosh, the solution is so simple. Have hitters learn how to hit instead of just swinging like these gargantuan Paul Bunyan axe swingers. Ugh. Good morning to you. Anyway, I'm right about this, Producer Matt. I am wrong about a lot of things in life. I am right about this. Absolutely right about this. Totally.
I'm on board.
Yep, there we are. As long as you're on board, I'm on board.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.